This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live and direct from the Bismarck Events Center for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference Bakken Forward event. It'll take place today, tomorrow, and Thursday. It's underway as we speak. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Manny and Matt have us covered behind the scenes, and we welcome your calls, questions, and comments on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to answer the most important question of the day. What's on your mind? That's right, folks. That is the very favorite thing I do every single day. Out of those 24 hours in a day, I at least get a couple where I get to talk to the greatest audience on the face of the earth. And I'm not pandering. I truly believe it, my heart of hearts. And a smile comes on my face when I hear the opinion of one of our listeners on whatever the issue is. So we really do appreciate it. Thanks very much. Telephone number is 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 701-258-0550 if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, home of the legendary 550 K-Fire, our flagship mothership for What's on Your Mind. We're also heard on AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO, Flag West, 1090 in the Bakken, and of course, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson as well. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, could be that iHeartRadio app, too, on your phone. That's a great one, or any of the station apps. They're just a great way to go. We appreciate you very much. Brought to you today by the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference and the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Ron Ness has a nice note here to the attendees, saying here, on behalf of all of us in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota and the Petroleum Council members, welcome. 24th Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And he says, despite the challenging times, great event planned, the goal being to provide everybody who's here with an outstanding lineup of presenters, a great venue for local, regional, national, and international industry leaders to gather and exchange new ideas and technologies. And there are co-hosts involved here. That's the North Dakota Geological Survey, the Saskatchewan Ministry of the Economy, and the Petroleum Research and Technology Center, because they help make this conference a success as well. So, over the 24 years the conference has been held, there's been prices that have gone up and prices that have gone down, right? Commodity price swings that happen, severely impacting the industry. But the value of getting folks together, the best and the brightest, to share new ideas, to share technology, to look ahead, not behind, look forward, right? Ron says it's never lost its value to his group. So, Bakken Forward, the perfect fit for this year's conference. The North Dakota Petroleum Council is a trade association for the oil and gas industry. They have about 475 members. They've been around since 1951 when oil was first discovered in North Dakota and have been here to serve and represent the industry ever since. They really are. In fact, I thought about that in detail last week when there was a little spat over campaign donations. Do you remember that? Where who was giving to who, and the Burgum campaign criticized the Stengem campaign for taking funds from the oil and gas industry or the coal industry and saying really regulators shouldn't take money from people. And, you know, I brought up the point, well, John Hovind probably has more donations from industry, energy specifically, than anybody. Nobody questions whether or not he was right to regulate them or should have been part of that. And they do, but... But here's the deal. Just set that aside for a second. I think we get caught in the weeds sometimes in that debate and say, well, that's business giving, you know, that's industry giving donations to XYZ. Actually, it's people. I mean, what is a trade association for? It's to represent the people who fill the slots in the jobs, right? It's a voice for an industry. So the fact that it comes from a industry, you know, that makes up a huge part of our economy really ought to be a representation of the fact that a whole lot of votes are wrapped up with that. So I don't like it when integrity is questioned by people. without merit, right? If you have a basis in it, fine. But just to say, no, if you take money, you'll be dirty. I don't necessarily agree with that at all. There was a big education confab yesterday, looking ahead to 2030 in education. See, that's making some news stories here. We continue to have the budget situation in the state cause some concerns. A lot of things going on here in Bismarck, but we're here to talk about whatever's on your mind wherever you're at today on the program. And one thing I'd like, again, going back to my opening remarks, that I love hearing from our listeners when I say what's on your mind. Bakken forward. What does the Bakken look like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? What's the what's your forecast for this industry? Whatever sources you rely on or picking up on, what's your gut tell you? A lot of people listening to this program right now that have seen oil prices up and oil prices down. Commodity prices on the ag side up and down, right? Corn and wheat, and you've seen it all. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. Nothing new under the sun. So we've seen this movie before. So given the history you have, what's the future? Some think it's over. They think we're battling, you know, titans. We can't wrestle internationally. Others say, well, this was just too much oil, and now because of that, price of oil is down, therefore you can't make any money on it. We'll have some experts on today to talk about all this. Drew Wrigley's going to be here, the lieutenant governor for the great state of North Dakota. He is co-chairing some panels. I want to focus in with Drew a little bit on our economy and our budget as it relates to the oil and gas industry. Because I think we're too dependent on oil money. I think we put too much on the back of this industry to fund everything else in state government without recognizing that prices are going to go up and they're going to go down. And when they go up, let's put those in a legacy fund type situation, not spend them. Now, one-time spending is necessary, no doubt about it. We saw that from what happened from this most recent ramp-up. Needed the bucks. And I believe Jack Dalrymple, John Hoeven, everybody else was very responsible in that. No question about it. Needed it. But we have spent too much overall. There have been projects that have needed to be funded. I don't think, you know, when you say we spent too much, people instantly go, oh, you don't want the bypass? You don't want the highways? No. I want roads and bridges. I just don't want everything else. Okay? A growing to the degree it's been growing. I think it's fiscally smart. So, anyway, we'll talk about some of that with Drew Wrigley. Also, Jim Arthaud, MBI Energy Services, one of the great minds in North Dakota energy, seen it all. And also Blue Halsey, who represents one of the bigger players in the Bakken, Continental Resources, works for Harold Hamm, be here today on the program. So, let's chat about whatever you'd like to chat about here. And we have quite the mix. We'll start in Jamestown with Bob. What's on your mind, Bob? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flyer hotline at 800-228-0550. Go.
Good morning, Bob, or good morning, Scott. This is Bob.
You're Bob. I'm Scott. How are you?
Yeah, there you go. We'll get this right. Yeah. You kind of rained on my parade already. You had to bring up the out-of-state campaign money, but it's bothered me way back to the Conrad, Pomeroy, and Dorgan years, and about 80% of their funds, you know, always came from out-of-state. And in this situation with them guys, you got to remember that Pomeroy voted for Obamacare, and a lot of times those three guys were voting for the Democrat agenda in Washington, D.C., and kind of forgot about our little old state here. So I don't really like to see that money coming in. And when Gates, you know, gave the money, of course, to Burgum, and it was touched on a little bit last week. Now this morning you kind of rained on my parade a little bit because you said something about the coal and gas industry giving spending money and things like this. But that's, you know, that's kind of the way it goes. But I'm just saying I don't like
but
it.
See, but here's the deal. I have no problem with Wayne Stengen taking oil and gas money or you know, coal money. Because, yeah. Again, when you say oil money or coal money, what it is industry trade groups that represent people. I mean, in other words, every penny Ron Ness decides to donate to a particular campaign represents the people in the industry. Okay, if Doug Burgum is governor, I have no problem with him. And he and I went back and forth with this a little bit because he thinks that, you know, that's challenging when you regulate them and the people expect something for that. I don't, because I think, number one, as long as you know you have people of integrity, I don't think that's an issue, right? Now, does it happen? Sure, it happens. But I personally don't. And same thing with out-of-state money. Let me tell you something about out-of-state money. For instance, Doug Burgum, being a North Dakota guy, has a lot of out-of-state connections, having been in the top 1% of leadership at Microsoft, as an example, right? And, I mean, he's got Bill Gates on his speed dial and Steve Ballmer and everything else. And, you know, yet he's always been North Dakota. I've never seen anything from Doug that didn't lead me to believe that he just sort of thought we were hayseed. I mean, he's remained, in my mind, authentic to North Dakota. But what could he do with that for us? Maybe, I don't know, pick something on education. We have some pilot project on education. Well, education would be a bad one because I don't want Bill Gates anywhere near education. Say it's the apps. Say it's apps for state government, okay, that, you know, all the county and city folks that interact with people in state government, you know, to manage the flows of money coming back and forth. Maybe it's building an app that makes them more efficient and saves money. And therefore, there's less employees. I wouldn't have any problem with, you know, him going to, you know, Microsoft saying, fund that. You guys fund that. That's technically out of state. I don't think that's a bad thing, or for that matter, party building. I mean, I think that's a good thing too, Bob. But let's keep talking about it, okay? Jerry and Moorhead, Gene in Valley City, when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your every day made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs, and again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Back live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Bakken Ford, the theme of this year's conference, 800-228-0550. Our Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley at the bottom of the hour. Jim Arthaud of MBI Energy Services and Blue Halsey Continental Resources coming up. This just in, they are going to open the doors for the Trump event Thursday at 10 a.m. now here at the Bismarck Event Center. So they have told us at 10 a.m., Thursday, doors will open. Now, it's general admission, as you know, for everyone other than the the conference attendees, and you still can attend the conference if you want. You get a little more premium seating under that deal, but it's a three-day, $400 ticket because you're taking in all the industry events. But all the other seats in the venue, which I guess will be about 5,000 seats, will be general admission. So to come early and are here when doors open at 10, you know, far enough ahead in line, you're going to get a little better seat is the incentive there. All right, let's see here who's next. Jerry and Morehead, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Yeah, you're talking about the people giving the money. I'm a union member, retired, but one of the last meetings we had, people brought up, you know, we don't want our money going to political parties when we don't agree with what they're saying. And we were told that by the bylaws of the union, our union dues cannot be used for political campaigns or for charitable contributions. If we want to give to a charity or to a political party, the union members themselves have to kick in more money. So the money doesn't come from, you know, the pool of everybody's union dues, which a lot of us didn't really believe.
Yeah, well, you're in a union that respects your viewpoints. I like that because a lot of them don't. And of course, there's been legislation and things to try and change that. Now let's play that out a second. If I work for in the oil and gas industry, and my company is a member of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, you know, I don't think I'm going to have the same say because you know the voting and everything else. And I guess there's something to that. But again, their bosses are saying, here you go, association, you decide. And what they're doing is voting, if you will, with their contributions for the people they believe would represent the best interest of those employees. So,
I'd rather give my money to somebody that's going to keep my job.
Yeah, exactly right.
You're not going to see too many coal miners giving to the Democratic Party when they want to shut down the coal industry now.
It's a good point, Jerry. I appreciate your call. Thanks for being there. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline with Bismarck Event Center all 3 days today for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Gene in Valley City is next. Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd. You just mentioned Trump coming to Bismarck on Thursday. Okay, tomorrow at noon, Franklin Graham will be on the Capitol steps.
Thank you for reminding me that. We've mentioned it when it was announced, but haven't said it a lot since, and we do have a request in for an interview. I'm going to run over there tomorrow myself, but what's it called again? He's got a name for it where he's going to every state. I forget the name of the tour, but, I mean, Franklin Graham's a big deal. It's obviously the son of Billy Graham, and on the steps.
I don't know what the name is, but it's got to do with Pray for America.
It does. In all 50 states.
Are you going there tomorrow?
I am indeed. Yes, sir.
Maybe I'll see you. Planning to go. Scott, why I called was the bathroom issue. Okay, Obama is shoving that down our throats. Okay, I think this is a diversion because there's something else that he's... You know how they play the game? They draw attention to something else, and then they're doing what they really want to do. But yesterday on your program, you were saying, I wish there was more fight, and you had a guy on that called about the governors. Okay, the states need to invoke the 10th Amendment. We need to tell the federal government to take a hike, and that's on the war on the West, the lands of the U.S., the waters of the U.S., and all of these things rolled into one.
No, these are all
when
good.
That's
a very good point. And when are you want all? I mean, the guy that called yesterday, you're talking about, said governors ought to band together and take that on. We're going to be chatting with the lieutenant governor of our great state in a minute, and I will ask him your question, Gene, specifically on the 10th Amendment and what we need to do there to better fight against this stuff. Because if we could go back to the premise of what the 10th Amendment stands for, we wouldn't have to fight all of these piecemeal bathroom, clean power plan.
We need to tell the federal government where to go. This is or secede.
You mean when you say tell the federal government? When you say tell the federal government where to go, you mean which bathroom to use, or you mean where? Never mind.
No,
I appreciate the call. I got it, Gene. I got it. I just don't want you to say it. Richard in Bismarck, you're next on to What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Yes, I was leaning toward Mr. Burgum, and then I heard one of his ads in which he said he was going to keep the federal government out of North Dakota.
Say that one more time. Are you on a speakerphone or something? I just didn't get exactly said. He said he was going to keep what out of North Dakota?
Keep the federal government out of North Dakota. No one can keep the federal government out of North Dakota. That's why we have to have our attorney generals go to court so darn much. Those bureaucrats, if they make their mind to go, they're going to go, and our only recourse is through the courts.
And I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any way you could argue that there is anyone better equipped to fight that battle than Wayne Stengem. And I think that's. Yeah. I'm surprised he's not using it more. Even on the, we talked last week about this transgender issue. I mean, he's been literally to the Supreme Court on these issues. And so you're right. That's a very strong suit for. It's kind of a sad picture of what our future holds, doesn't it? We're going to sit here and fight. But I don't think there's any doubt that he would lead that battle well, albeit from a different chair as governor, but someone very experienced in taking him on, Richard, for sure.
But
appreciate the call. Thank you. Dennis, Cole Harbor, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
Thank you. I didn't call to start a debate. I just wanted to make a statement. I find it a bit hypocritical that the oil and gas industry holds a symposium or whatever it's called in Bismarck. Why not Watford or Wellston? Where is their support for the Bakken area? That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, we can ask Ron Ness on. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be on, talk about the decision and where it's at. I think it's about, they've had as many as 5,000 people here, and there's not a lot of places you can do that, but we'll ask. Off-air call, go ahead and roll that, Todd, if you would.
Well, it doesn't get through the right mic on, that would help. Doesn't it alternate between Regina and...
It does, but I guess you could have the North Dakota one somewhere else.
So it's not just, but you need to be able to have that many people in.
Do we have time for the 799 caller?
Good morning. Up there in Maya, where I lived, I've been through 5 boom bust cycles, I know for sure. When they built the Air Force Base, then they put the missiles in, and the big ag deal come along with a big lot of land grab for the agriculture. Well, then the first oil boom, and now this one, so... And we're still here, still carrying on, one day at a time. So
nothing new under the sun, nor is there anything new in our ability to handle whatever gets thrown our way. That's, think of what the settlers went through. I couldn't agree with you anymore. A couple other calls we'll get to. Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor, joins us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference in Bismarck next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Me like you don't want the Burgum cash from the political ads to dry up. Why else would you be praising him to the hilt?
What does he mean? Oh, is he talking about our political ads?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
praising him to the hilt.
So what he's doing is questioning my integrity now. See, in other words, if you're
not going to say anything bad about Burgum because he's spending so much money in campaign advertising.
Oh, here's the problem though. Wayne Stengem is spending more money, I think. Yeah, I think,
This is it.
God darn it, he just lost his theory. It just fell apart on him. Gosh, I can't believe it.
I mean, I guess, you know, you could say that the Democratic candidate is not spending money, so there's something there. But.
Look, I had a call with somebody who is very connected to the Stengem campaign this morning. They said, you are so in the tank for Burgum. It's unbelievable. And guess what? I talked to people from the Stengem campaign and say, or the Burgum campaign and say, why are you always talking so nice about Wayne? So,
if they're even, you're probably exactly where you should be, right?
Yeah. So my point is, if everybody's carping a little bit, that's fine. And I've said it from the beginning, we're going to call it straight up. He could have meant also my comment about the criticism of the out-of-state money that came from the Burgum camp. And meaning that's funding ads, which I don't think it is. I didn't really finish that piece, but I don't think it's smart for the Burgum campaign to criticize Wayne Stengem or anybody else for donations from a particular industry, for the reasons I stated. These are real people, and you're questioning their integrity to do otherwise. And the reverse of that, I don't think it makes any sense for the Burgum campaign to be critical of, the Stengem campaign to criticize out-of-state funds, because I don't think, I think they all bring something to the table. Just have integrity, and then you don't have to worry. Okay, there's an example of being critical of both sides, and I'll continue that as long as I live. Because, you know, what we're here to do is ask tough questions that nobody else wants to ask and raise the issues and let you have a say. And, by the way, we don't ask you when you call, are you a Stengem supporter or a Burgum supporter? We say call. So, you know, you sort that out. We let you do that, and we'll continue to do that here on the program. We're brought to you part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. They are looking for people. I was talking to some folks up in Newtown today, and they said, you know what, Newtown is very busy. And there's traffic like there was, 2 and 3 years ago on occasion. So things are ramping back up in many parts. And that's one of the reasons the folks at Polar Service Center are looking for tank trailer mechanics, service technicians, and paying up to $32 an hour. You call my friend Terry at Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164. He'll give you all the details on the jobs, the benefits, including, by the way, in Killdeer housing that is paid for, and much more. Polar Service Center. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they're right here, Williston and Killdeer, too. We are live at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, the Bismarck Event Center today. Next guest is here, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Scott. Good to see you and good to be with your listeners.
Bakken Ford is the is the theme of this. And obviously you're going to be chairing a number of panels and interacting with a lot of folks on what's happening. Give me your, you know, just kind of quick overview on, you know, is it optimistic time, pessimistic time, challenging time? Where are we at?
You know, it really depends on how someone wants to look at it. And it's like a lot of things in life. If you want to look at, you know, this week, how is revenue this week and how are things going? If you look narrowly, I think you'd say, well, we're having kind of a challenging time here because the commodity prices have fallen off and there's been a little slowdown in economic activity. But if you have any broader perspective than that, if you look to the horizon a little bit and put in some context, people should be very, very comfortable with the underpinnings of this economy. We have a solid foundation of our economy here in North Dakota. We're richly blessed by natural resources, by industrious people who work hard, are innovators and creators. And, you know, here we are with one of the better economies in the United States. Unemployment is very low. There are a number of unfilled jobs. Some of those jobs are shifting around, obviously, Scott, because of the drop in some commodity prices. But we get through these times. And people in this state, I'm a fourth-generation North Dakotan, but you don't have to be to recognize that these things are cyclical. And we still remain in a robust time. You look at state revenues, Scott. Historically, look at the last 10 years and put it in the broader picture, we've got a strong picture. One last point on that. People are mistaken when they think the sign of your economy is just how is the state doing? Like that's the number one business in the state of North Dakota. That's not true. The state of North Dakota, you know, we've got our job too. There's infrastructure investments, education investments, law enforcement does the things the government do. The story in our state is the story of the private sector, the innovators, the creators, the farmers, the ranchers, the business people, the people working in unmanned air systems, people working in healthcare and education in this state. And that's where things are so strong, and that's where the future's so bright. Now, these are optimistic times if you have any broad perspective at all.
So, as you look at the state, you know, obviously the state picture that you mentioned isn't the whole picture, but it is a rather tough one right now, right? With the cuts going on and the challenges happening, I have a belief and have for some time that we as a state, especially as it pertains to government funding, are way too addicted to oil, right? I mean, it's driving sales tax funds, it's driving state money. That there's a, you know, it fills the buckets, if you will. Is that wrong?
Well, I think it did two things, though, for that that time period there. Robust oil prices, energy prices did two things, right? It created a robust revenue stream to the state, but it also created robust needs to expend those dollars on infrastructure investments all across the state of North Dakota, investments that were made across several legislative sessions. And we've been proud of those investments. And frankly, there was unanimity in the legislative process almost, and the public was yearning for those dollars to be spent so that you could safely travel around the state of North Dakota so that our commerce could flourish across what had been becoming kind of quiet areas for a while, and now
we're
thriving again. So
you're
my
right.
Point is,
I'm with you on that.
Yep. So my point is, when you say addicted to that, well, that's where the revenue stream was coming from. That's where the needs were, and the dollars got spent. What has been done is the use of what we call one-time expenditures that, if things downturn, they don't have to recur. And I'll use the examples of bypasses and some of the road projects and big public infrastructure investments. You don't have to redo those again. It's like putting new shingles on your house. That's expensive when you have to do that this year, but you don't have to do it again next year, and you get the benefit of that for decades. It's expensive when you put that fence around your yard, but you get the benefits of that up ahead. And those are the investments, Scotty. That's why when we look at it,
I hear you. It's a solid argument for you know where the needs are, and everybody agrees with the needs. But my point is, if you removed roads, bridges, and the things directly related to the needs, if you will, of the industry and the growth, you know, how much are we spending everywhere else in government as a result of these?
I'm glad you asked exactly that question. If you take out the one-time expenditures in the last legislative session, for instance, you take out all the one-time things, items that we just discussed at length, and you look at what was the growth of our government, the recurring expenditures, in the neighborhood of 4%. Now, you're looking at that point, the fastest growing state in America, the greatest need, we're younging down, I'll say. We're getting lots more school kids coming in. Schools are expanding. There's all sorts of expansion necessary across state in the kind of things you have to do for the fastest growing economy and the fastest growing population and a refreshing of the North Dakota picture. And 4% was the growth in recurring budget items. That's why people should feel so comfortable going forward that we'll extract, and we have, the one-timers for the next go-around. The governor is already working very hard on the next budget and what that picture is going to look like. And I'll tell you this, Scotty, the budget balances now, and it's going to balance up ahead. It always has, and it always will, for two reasons. Number one, it is required, has been since statehood. It is required under our Constitution. But you know what else it's required by? The DNA, of this administration. If we didn't have a balanced budget requirement in our Constitution, I'll guarantee you our budget would balance, and it's going to up ahead. The governor never wavers from that. He doesn't do a bunch of tricky stuff to make it balance. It balances in a straightforward fashion. It's going to again, and people can have comfort about that.
By the way, I agree with everything. You listeners of this program know whether it was the Hovind administration or the Dalrymple administration. I mean, I am one that thinks this spending has been too much. And you've explained the reasoning behind that to say, hey, pull out the stuff that was a result of all that boom, and you've got a 4% growth. Hey, right. We've got enough going on in the state with the economy. We can afford 4% more a year. Okay, so that's the counterbalance to that to that argument without question. But I do think people can't see what's happening now and the cuts that are having to happen to balance and not saying, hey, wait a minute, that means you overspent. Is that wrong?
Oh, let me give you an example. All right, overspent in the same way, I guess if that's overspending, then every time that somebody, let's say you've got a two-income family and one of the incomes goes away because someone's job got cut, some industry changes, and someone's job got cut, and you got 4 months where you don't have that income, and now you maybe have to draw down savings a little bit before you get to that next job. Is that overspending or is that life?
So,
I'll ask you the same thing. This winter, we went on a ski trip. Kathleen and I took the kiddos. We went out to Montana to go skiing, and we drew on our savings. Is that deficit spending such that the Wrigleys are headed to bankruptcy, or did we in fact plan? Well, Scott, I mean, you laugh, but it's exactly the same thing. It's precisely the same thing. This idea that money is being spent that we don't have, that is impossible, and it is not happening. We have rainy day funds in the state for precisely these moments where there's a little bit of a slowdown.
That I think everybody gets. Yep. That I think everybody gets.
As long as we're on the same page about that, because it's an important point, and it's being politicized, all over the place. But at the end of the day, I want the public to recognize that their rainy day funds are there for these moments exactly, and that their budget is going to balance up ahead, and that the last many years with tax relief and investments in education and infrastructure and the sound things that we talk about in a transparent way, they should feel solid about this budget picture. We're in a tough little period here up ahead, Scotty. We're going to be doing a lot of things, talking about how can we make this budget fit in the next go-around. But you know what else? It's going to happen. It's going to balance, and they're going to like the priorities. I'm confident.
You know, we're here, and you're participating in panels related to the oil and gas industry and where they're going. I mean, do you see another boom?
Pardon me?
Do you see another boom?
You know what? The future of North Dakota in that regard will be a lot like its history. There'll be times that'll be more rapidly robust, and people want to call that a boom, but that happens. It happens in our personal lives, and it happens in an economy like North Dakota's or anyone's. Yes, there'll be other booms coming up ahead, but look what we did. We planned wisely through that, what you want to call a boom period. Money was put away for when it slowed down a little bit, and that's what we drew on with the Budget Stabilization Fund. The governor was able to close the gap quite readily in this last go-around when the allotment was necessary. He closed that budget gap very readily with the rainy day funds that have been put away wisely. The same political leadership in the state that's being criticized by too many people made those decisions. And you know what? At the time, they were criticized. We were criticized. The legislature was criticized for putting money away. Some people were saying, take that money for a walk. Use that money. It was being utilized. It was being utilized as a security point for what would happen up ahead when things slowed down. And that's what's happened. If anything, Scott, this is a moment to look back and say, wise choices were positioned well for the future.
Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley is our guest from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. If you have a question or comment, he's going to stay in the next segment as well. 800-228-0550. We did get a call already off the air that we'll get to as well, and we have the call before you were on that wanted us to ask you a little bit about the battles over the, he was specifically talking about the letter from the Department of Justice and the Department of Education to our schools here, saying your students will be allowed to choose which shower, bathroom, locker facility they use, or we'll take away your money for poor kids to eat. You can't make it up, but it's happened, and we'll give Drew a chance to respond to that when we come back after a short time out on the program. The caller was suggesting that we just get back to the 10th Amendment and rather than fight these battles one at a time. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We're visiting with Marshall Giraudot from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems, and it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to. Make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just sell them a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, it's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Hey, good morning. This is Larry calling out of Bismarck. Scott, enjoy your show. I believe you have the petroleum conference this morning, so I don't know if this is going to get out over the radio waves, over the airwaves. Anyway, maybe there's some way that a station can kick this up. Just a reminder, Franklin Graham's going to be at the Capitol grounds tomorrow from noon to 1 for a time of prayer. It's going to be awesome. I know how we can all get so busy. We can space things out, so just hoping that this message get out there for all those who've been planning on going, and just like I say, they're getting busy. You get busy and you forget. So come on, join us. It's going to be a great time. Thanks.
Great call. We had one earlier, too, that said the same thing. By the way, I couldn't remember the name of the tour. It's been happening through 51. A Decision America tour, thanks to Matt, my producer, for finding that. We have asked for an interview with Franklin Graham. I don't think we're going to get one. We tried. I guess they're not doing a lot of media when they come in because they like the event to be the event. It'll be right out your window, your office window. Drew, are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'm not going to be looking out the window. I'm going to be out there on the Capitol grounds. I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be a great event. I'm hoping for a great response from the people in the community, and it's going to be we should be honored that he's here.
All right, great. Another call for our guest, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley.
Hi, Mr. Wrigley. This is Nathaniel. I'm calling from Bismarck. My question is, the three top administrators of the Industrial Commission, what is their pay by the Industrial Commission, and if you don't know, why?
Do you get paid to be on the Industrial Commission?
The pay of the governor, the attorney general, and the ag commissioner are the three members of the Industrial Commission, and their pay for being on the Industrial Commission is zero. They get their state salary for their responsibilities of their respective jobs, and they get no additional income as a result of being on the Industrial Commission.
All right, got you your answer, Nathaniel. One more call for Drew Wrigley and others. Welcome here. On a couple minutes left. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Bismarck Event Center, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Hi, Mr. Scott. You and Mr. Wrigley are having a nice conversation. It's fairly accurate. It's nice to listen to a fact. But you're wrong. Most people don't get it, and Mr. Doug Burgum is politicizing that and pushing that agenda to get himself elected, and that's what I've called you several times and referred to his half-truths, which I perceive as dishonest, just on a political basis to get himself elected. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. Did you want to agree or disagree with the caller?
No, I. But you know you're involved in politics, with due respect to the caller, when he says, you know, you and Mr. Wrigley are being accurate. You're putting facts out, but you're wrong.
I think he was getting on me for saying everybody knows that. In other words, what you were talking about, and that would be the question on the.
Really, does make for a good promo for me to put.
Yeah, there's no budget cut. Is what
there
I think
is getting virtually no doubt in my mind that he was getting on you, not me.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of the governor's race? You're obviously a Stanchion supporter. Order.
I am.
And have you said that publicly?
I have. I've said that, well, when you're the lieutenant governor, people don't get that riled up when you say things publicly. But, no, I am. I am a supporter of Attorney General Stengem in his race for governor. I was at the convention and proud to be one of his delegates there voting for him. And they even put me in the video, by gosh. But, yeah, no, I've worked with Wayne for many, many years when I was the U.S. attorney in North Dakota under President Bush for 8 years. And Wayne was the attorney general then. And now in our years that I've been the lieutenant governor and he's been the attorney general, and, you know, we've had a long relationship working publicly together, and, you know, I know him personally, too. I trust the man. I like his steady approach to things, and I know how committed he is to public service.
You reminded me of the video. The video of the convention was very well done. It was a neat opportunity to hear two people that, you know, obviously work together. You were lieutenant governor, him as attorney general, but you'd never really understand the dynamics of the relationship, and you explained that pretty well. Speaking of him, we had a call earlier that's just ticked, as I am, about the federal government, as I laid out earlier, dictating to our schools that you know, here's what you can do with your locker room. Mm-hmm. And his point was, why don't governors band together and just stand up again for the 10th Amendment rather than fight these one at a time?
You know, it's one of the sad things, political commentaries, I think, in the country, when people cite to the 10th Amendment, they almost sound novel, and people say, oh, gosh, that's just sort of a constitutional crazy person. And I always say, well, I don't remember everything from law school. I do remember this, though. The 10th Amendment is in place, and it remains very much in place today. It needs to become robust again because it leaves decision-making that is not set aside in the Constitution. It leaves decision-making on those issues to the states and to the localities. People should be happy about that. They should embrace it because that gives them control over the destiny of their communities on issues large and small. You see it again and again when the federal government comes in. It's not that, you know, we hate our federal government. We don't hate our federal government. We just know they don't decide things as well on a variety of issues. They don't do as well as we do locally. And when we're dealing about whether it's regulation of our environment, regulation of the oil and gas industry in our state, of agriculture, of how you build roads, for heaven's sakes, how you handle things like the bathroom issue, as you want to refer to it. Those are handled better at the local community where people can have their say, people can weigh out, find creative
solutions. It's not happening. You've described an America that doesn't exist.
No, you know what? to a larger extent than some places, it still can exist and does exist in North Dakota in important ways. But this is why people fight hard. I'll go back to Wayne Stengem. You mentioned him, and he's a great example. He's been on the Industrial Commission and litigating on behalf of our state for 15 years to make sure that there is as little overreach as possible. Why? Is it because he doesn't love the federal government of the United States or love the United States? No, it's a recognition that we do better regulating in the state of North Dakota. We do better. We care about our precious lands. We care about our water. We care about our soil. We care about our farmers and ranchers. We know how to make things work in conjunction together, industry and private sector. And in the bathroom example is just a different set of facts, but Scott, it's the same thing. We can solve these things at the local level, and that is an issue that should be handled by localities.
I couldn't agree anymore. It's just not happening. Unfortunately, I'm having to fight this. The paper shredder is what I want. Just tell Jack that. Would you paper shredder for Obama's letter? Yeah, the paper shredder goes right
ahead. Is control of our own destiny.
Yeah, big time. Thank you, Drew.
It's a pleasure.
Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. Sorry we didn't get to Jerry and Mandy. I just ran out of time. More coming up. Don't go away. I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. And by the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.